Bill's a super freak. Super freak. He's super freaky.
Thanks, Wendy. Yow. That's nice of you.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com, and it always disappoints us, Kurt, when you're not wearing a hat.
Sorry.
That's all right.
But how are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
I'm super freaky.
How are your lives?
Our lives are fine, Kurt.
Thank you for asking the questions. See,
Kurt just learned from our last segment.
He's likable.
The likable Kurt Wagner has a TVShowPatrol.com website that you should visit if you enjoy television, where there's all sorts of fun facts. Now, we've talked about Jerry Lewis a couple of times this week, but you wanted to add a little bit more about his contributions to the world of television. Wendy, not a fan of Jerry Lewis. I understand his place in comedy history. What about you, Kurt?
Well, I remember his old comedies when he was young, and I always thought they were so funny.
Yeah.
I laughed so often at that.
I will admit that yesterday while talking to Patrick McDonald, I did say that now I respect kind of him being groundbreaking in a certain, like Jim Carrey is all I think of now when I think of Jerry Lewis, but I still was not that big of a fan. I'm sorry. I respect what he did. It didn't make me laugh.
I mean, his reputation in later years was horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Tough person to interview. One of those guys who demanded right up until the end that women weren't as funny as men when he's wrong.
He was a believer in that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. He often talked about that. Now, from the TV standpoint, he had a variety show that didn't last long that was entertaining for a while. I think it's one of the first places that the Osmond brothers, actually Andy Williams was the one who first got the Osmond brothers into some fame, but I remember Jerry used to have them on all the time, the Osmond brothers, and there was a cartoon show, I played you the theme song, called Will the Real Jerry Lewis Please Sit Down? Now, Jerry didn't do the voice of Jerry Lewis on the show, but a young actor named David L. Lander did, who nobody knew at the time. And he later went on to be Squiggy.
Squiggy. I thought that name sounded familiar.
Yeah.
I think it was his first job on television.
Squiggy was very much like Jerry Lewis.
Yes, the more I think about that. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Wow. But
Squiggy was the dark-haired one,
yeah,
right?
Lenny
the shorter.
Was Michael McCann. Yeah.
Lenny Kozlowski and Andrew Squiggaman.
Okay. You,
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Read my book about Lenny and Squiggy. It's on Amazon.
That you're about to write.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jerry Lewis is going to TCM, Turner Classic Movies, is going to do it. They always do a TCM Remembers thing, and they're doing one on September 4th, all evening from like 7 p.m. until 4 a.m., and they're showing five or six of his movies.
You know what's interesting is they're showing the ones that are the classic solo films, Nutty Professor, The Bellboy, The Disorderly Orderly, but they're also including what I think is his greatest film role, The King of Comedy. He's not in it for much, but he plays a pivotal role.
People
and it's a
always
great
talk about
movie.
That. Yeah, and that was a serious role.
Oh yeah,
as not a fun.
And you know who was supposed to have that role, and then Jerry replaced Johnny Carson. They offered it to Johnny Carson, and it was essentially him playing himself, and he just said, "No, I can't do that." So Jerry took the role and did a great job.
Yeah,
I need to mention some irony. I don't usually do irony,
but today?
Today the Jerry Lewis special is on Labor Day.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, that is ironic. Yeah.
He
was Mr. Labor Day.
He was. Yeah.
That was the one down.
Even the year he was really ill and they didn't think he was going to do it, he did it, right? For a part of the time.
Yeah. He was in a wheelchair, very large from being on prednisone. He had put on a lot of weight and did not look very good.
Yeah.
And then he was, they let him go how many years ago?
Four or five years ago, he just kind of unceremoniously was let go by the MDA people.
Why, though?
Didn't want to talk about it.
That seems
weird. Over the years, he said some things that were highly inappropriate. And they would always behind the scenes like, what do we do? Because Jerry is he made him over $2 billion over the years.
Well, he was, when you talk about that telethon, that's what you think of.
Right.
I mean, that's what I see, even still.
Right.
As the night went on, he got wackier and wackier, and he was sleep deprived, so he wasn't sleeping, and he was just
being
Jerry
Lewis.
That's
when you used to love it, didn't you?
I would stay up all night. I seriously
did.
That
part.
To see him get
slap-happy.
Four
in the morning, five in the morning, he'd have Shecky Green on, and he would say the most inappropriate, awful things. And even David Hartman, who'd be on, or Ed McMahon, would go, Jerry, you can't say that on television, and he just did. It was always so weird and awkward. I loved it.
I didn't realize they let him go. I thought he was still kind of doing it.
No. The last, was it either last year or the year before, he came on and did, I think, a pre-recorded piece because it was kind of bitter for him, to all of a sudden, after all those years of being the guy, all of a sudden you're let go. But I know either last year or the year before he came on and did a pre-recorded piece, so there was some kind of mending of the fences. But, yeah, certainly a big loss, Jerry Lewis. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things TV-related, Kurt. Number one, the show Humans of New York. What do we need to know about this?
Well, Facebook is launching a new, I think it's on Facebook, called a new channel, quote-unquote, called The Watch. It's Facebook's new platform, The Watch, and their first show is this docuseries, Humans of New York, which is a docuseries based on the book, based on the Facebook site, the Facebook page.
It's pictures of people just walking around New York City.
Well, the guy takes photos and interviews them, but apparently now has done video also. And there's a trailer you can see on the Humans of New York.
He's just captivated at the diversity and the different personalities of people.
Well, exactly. The whole sort of social levels of different people and everything.
It has the potential to be pretty good. Is this something all you need is Facebook to watch?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I couldn't find much out about The Watch, but...
It starts next week.
And it's a half-hour series.
Saturday Night Live has announced their startup date and who will be the host and musical host for the 43rd season premiere.
Mm-hmm. September 30th, Ryan Gosling will host.
Good choice.
With musical guest Jay-Z.
Also a good choice.
And I'm thinking Gosling maybe... I wonder if it's time to the sequel to
Blade Runner.
Because I've seen that ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? They correspond the guest host with a new
movie? A lot of
times
they do,
because
it's just like when they're on talk shows.
The musical guests almost always have a new CD dropping, and the guest hosts always have either a movie or a TV show that's about to premiere. It wasn't like that in the early days, but that's what it's become of late. They've had huge success with their Thursday edition of Saturday Night Live, with their weekend update half-hour show. I didn't get to see it last night, but it's been really funny.
Last night was the last one.
Oh, it was?
For the summer.
They didn't promote that well enough because I didn't realize it was on. How many were there?
I kept forgetting. I ended up having to catch up on it. There were four. It was 4 weeks.
I'll find them online.
I kept forgetting. I don't think I actually watched it live until last week.
And not promoted enough, in my opinion.
Not really.
Yeah. Just kind of was snuck in there.
They went out of their way on these half-hour episodes to bring back alumni, people from the past, and it was always pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, last night... what's his name?
Alec
Baldwin was back on as Trump doing the speech in Arizona, and he brought out
Steve Bannon,
who they always have with the scary music and the
Grim Reaper. Doom.
Yeah, he's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
and that was pretty funny.
What do you think happened behind the scenes? Alec Baldwin said toward the end of last season he thinks that joke has run its course. That he thinks there's been enough of him being Donald Trump. Time to move on. Did they just throw a lot of money at him?
Because the truth set in for people.
Well, that's what it was. You know, when I was watching that, I actually watched that this morning. That sketch and. All I could think of was, because I saw some of the actual speech the other night, I was like, they didn't even need to do this.
Right.
Because Trump's doing it himself. It's like he's a parody already of himself.
Yeah.
It's too real now. It's like, you know, you're watching it to see it be a spoof, and it's not really a spoof.
And the whole way that he flip-flops every, you know, like the day after that speech, which was another very divisive speech on Twitter, he says something about unity again.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he's just doing himself.
Yeah,
you know,
but he went from saying we this is already played out. I think we're going to do something else. I don't really want to come back and play Donald Trump. To all of a sudden, he's eager to play Donald Trump again.
Is he going to do the whole season or just for the? Oh, he is going to.
Yeah. I mean, Lauren Michaels and he are friends, and he lives in New York.
But he did this with 30 Rock also. Yeah. Toward the end of 30 Rock, he goes, you know, I've been playing the character and we had fun with it, but I think we're going to.
Maybe they are throwing a lot of money, but I don't know. I haven't heard. What the arrangement is.
It'd be like leaving a White Sox game early.
You're unlikable.
All right, let's take a quick break. And then Kurt Wagner will tell us more about the inside workings of television. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.
Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com. You do a great job with your website, by the way.
Thank you.
Really enjoy it. Saw this in the news. Bill Nye, no longer the science guy. What is he?
Well, he's still the science guy, but he's on a different network in the show. What's the show called now? I can't remember. It's on Netflix, and it's called something else. But he is suing Walt Disney
for not
getting a certain amount of money for the science guy show that was on from, 94 to 99.
I was setting you up for your own thing. Bill Nye, the lawsuit guy, by the way.
Sorry, I missed it.
So this took place between 1994 and 1999, but it's just now coming to a lawsuit?
Yes.
It's 18 years later.
Yes. He's suing them for $37 million.
Wow.
Didn't Dave Anik go to school with him?
Yes, they did. They attended school together. Wow. You're right. Yep.
He alleges he didn't receive his share of the net profits generated by the show.
I would not upset Walt Disney.
Walt Disney owes him money.
Yeah.
You know Walt Disney died, right?
Yes.
Right.
Walt Disney Productions.
Walt Disney Productions.
Yes.
I wouldn't mess with them.
The company.
No, I didn't know that.
I would not mess with them. Kathy Bates, one of the most respected actresses in history, is coming to television, and the show is called Disjointed.
She's smoking some weed on TV.
What?
Yeah, she plays somebody who runs a owner of a cannabis dispensary, and I've only seen the trailers, but she's having fun with it.
Is she great? Because I love her and everything she's ever.
I mean, made. I imagine she is. Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
She had her own TV show a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that lawyer.
Is that the first
show?
Time? Right. Yeah. Right.
So I think this is.
Yeah, but a high Kathy Bates makes me giggle.
Yeah. And it's funny. I mean, she looks the part in the show,
she's
too.
She's a good actress.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
That'll be fun to watch. When does that start?
Is she a dame
Starts
yet?
Today.
No, she can't be a dame.
Oh.
She's American. There's no American dame.
She might be a dame.
Except for you. The list has been released of who's making what. This comes out a couple of times a year, and we're always amazed to see who's on the list of what actors and actresses, both in drama and comedy, are making what. What surprised you about this year's list?
Well, Katy Perry is going to host the new American Idol, and they wooed her with $25 million annually.
Wait.
Just to host the new American Idol.
So for the year... So we don't know how many years she'll be on it, but the deal says you, Katy Perry, will earn $25 million per year. That's a ton of money.
So per season, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't she already making a lot?
Yeah, she makes
that
a crazy amount of money.
And
she's
like fourth place on the reality news and host thing. Ellen DeGeneres is first, of course, making $50 million
a year. She deserves it, man. She is so
she
good.
Does. Yeah.
And you know, she's doing all kinds of things. Besides that hour of the show,
right?
You know, so that makes more sense.
She produces other television shows. I'll always see her name at the end of some comedy,
right? And then Netflix threw $12 million at David Letterman
only do a couple episodes.
Yeah, that's like six or eight. So it's $2 million per episode.
Wow.
So six episodes.
It's worth it, though.
Wow.
Well, we'll see if it's worth it once it comes out. But
yeah.
I'm sure, I mean, obviously they think it is. But the story, Variety had a story, and they talked about how with all the money that Netflix and other streaming services have, it's raising the salaries for a lot of people because they're throwing all kinds of money at people to get them on their platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both producers and directors and actors.
Netflix has really changed the way
in a lot of different ways. Yeah.
Stranger Things is going to be happening right around Halloween. If you want to pitch a show, it's like Netflix is the place to be now.
Well, and from what I understand too, they don't meddle that often like the main networks do. You know, they don't give a lot of notes to the producers. You know, it's sort of a
do your own thing.
We trust you. Do whatever you do.
Yeah, do what you do, and we'll do what
they're
we do.
You're changing the face of television.
So those were some of those. The comedy thing wasn't a surprise because almost the entire cast of The Big Bang Theory is in the top 15 at least.
Kurt, here's why this is interesting to me. On that show, on The Big Bang Theory, you really have three people that are the stars of the show, and then you have secondary characters. But they made a deal, much like they did on Friends years ago, where they said, we're all going to make the same amount of money. So a guy like Kunal Nayar, who was one of the backup actors on the show, and probably to most people you hear the name and you go, I don't even know who that guy is.
Right.
He's among the highest paid actors on television. He makes $900,000 a week.
A week?
A week per episode.
Per episode.
Yeah. $900,000.
We're in the wrong business.
I know.
Tell me about it.
I think that's really sweet and wonderful that they're all making the same
amount.
I might be
making $9 a week.
I think that's really fair. I mean, yeah, there are some breakout stars to it. Certainly the guy, Jim Parsons.
Yeah, he's won a bunch of Emmys
for his
role.
I think that's pretty great.
But here's what they did that's even nicer. A couple of years ago, they added two new cast members to the show. Melissa Rauch and Bialik. So the cast said they weren't going to be able to pay these girls what they wanted. So the rest of the cast said, here's what we'll do. We'll take a little bit of a pay cut if you give them what they want. I mean,
I would never do that for you.
I know. I've tried that in my bargaining agreement, and they've said, no, Wendy said she's not
taking a nickel. So those two are making $500,000 an episode, which I also wouldn't sniff at. I wouldn't be upset.
You could survive if you, you know, if you cut corners here and there.
I think if
you could
really
survive
wise,
on $500,000 a
maybe,
week.
Maybe cut down on one Starbucks a week.
Right. Right.
You could do that for $500,000. Some other notables, Robert De Niro's doing a new thing for Amazon, and they threw $775,000
per episode
at him
but,
to do that.
But you say to yourself, but that's Robert De Niro. Here's a blank check. Write in a number. You're Robert De Niro. People are going to love you.
Right.
You're the best actor there is.
Right.
Bob Odenkirk should be making more money.
He's making a ton of money, though.
He's making $150,000 an episode.
For Better Call Saul.
He deserves more than that.
That
is one of the best
shows. A bunch
of
the Game of Thrones folks are also making $500,000.
The Game of Thrones people make a lot of money. Everybody on Modern Family makes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Mark Harmon makes a lot of money.
Mark Harmon makes a lot of money.
NCIS.
Mark Harmon, who works here at WGN, makes a lot of money.
Dinklage was pulling down $500,000 an episode.
Yep.
I mean, but look at all the names there. It shows you how expensive those shows are to do, not even including making the dragons.
That's
right.
True.
That costs, you know? 'Cause that's all paper mache. That adds up. I didn't even know Kevin Costner had a show, and he's making $500,000 a year.
What do you mean? House of Cards? Oh, Costner.
Kevin Costner. Kevin Spacey,
Yellowstone.
I know.
I think that might
be coming up. That's a thing coming up.
What show was Claire Danes on originally?
My
so-called life.
My so-called life. Yeah.
So she's still prevalent at $450,000 an episode.
Yep. Ellen Pompeo.
That's for Homeland.
Yeah.
Emmy Rossum and William H. Macy both $350,000 for Shameless, which films here part of the year. Yeah.
This Is Us kids are not making a ton. Per
you know
episode.
Why, though?
It's new. They'll end up making a lot of
That's
money.
That's why. It's because nobody knew that show would take off.
Now that it's basically NBC's main show, they're probably the first season. For the second season, they're probably all bumped up.
What did Ralph Melf make? Do you know when they were at the top of the heap?
I have no idea.
No?
Right. I don't even know. It probably wasn't even $40,000, which is the lowest on this list.
Because that's what I would do if I got cast in a TV show. I'd go, I want to make some Melf money. And they would just go, you can't make Melf money. And I go,
no, they'd
not
probably
doing it.
Say yes.
Yeah.
Because it'd probably be so low.
$7,000 a year.
Is this list on your TVshowpatrol.com?
No.
Can it be?
Can people call you and you can just tell them what everybody makes? Yes.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Kurt will do that. If you want to know what any actor on TV makes, call Kurt at his house.
You find my number and do it.
Kurt Wagner's website is called TVshowpatrol.com. If you're a TV fan, it's the one place you need to go and find out what's going on television. Kurt, thanks so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
One more programming note. This Sunday, besides the Music Awards, ID Network Investigation Discovery is doing a Drew Peterson documentary, a true crime thing.
This.
And it's a 2-hour special, and it supposedly has new stuff in it. New
This is not
interviews.
The one Rob Lowe did 2 years ago.
No, that was a movie. This is an actual documentary thing.
Can't wait to see it.
Bill, please remind Bill that the female characters on The Big Bang Theory are women, not girls. They are not 12. They are women, not girls.
All right. I wrote that down.
Well, you don't like gals either. The gals.
No. All right.
I know.
Kurt, thanks so much.
Thanks,
we'll take
Kurt.
A quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.